everything that we are, everything that we have. It belongs to you that you've entrusted us with. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for you received your inheritance from the Father, and we step into the fullness of our inheritance. Papa, we love you so much and embrace you wholeheartedly in this house. We thank you, Lord, that our hearts are postured to walk in the fullness that you have for us today and beyond. You are so amazing. So amazing. So amazing. That your revelatory realm would stay open, Lord. Father, that our ears would hear and our eyes would see exactly what you're doing and saying and releasing right now. Yes, Lord. Just want to draw your attention to Luke chapter 11. The Lord's putting that on my heart right now, where the Lord's Prayer is mentioned, which we know, but if you can open your Bibles while we're in worship here. In Luke chapter 11, Jesus gives us instruction about prayer. And I was just so quickened, reminded of Joanne's vision that she had a week or so ago, where Jesus was here and she saw him. And as she was revealing to us what she had seen and what she had experienced, she started crying because of the revelation. Because of the encounter, she couldn't just report, "Yeah, I saw Jesus, he looked cool." She was gripped by the heart because the King of Kings revealed himself to her. And she saw him kneeling down and had a cloak over his head. And he was saying, "I'm interceding for you. I'm holding you. I'm lifting you to the Father." For her personal promise, but also for our corporate promise. And so I was just led to highlight Mark or Luke 11 if we want to look at that. But when we pray, Jesus said, when we pray, "Father, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," depending on your version. "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive not our trespasses or sins, for we forgive also ourselves and everyone else who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation." And what's really intriguing about this is that the Lord continues on. Many times we stop there, but the Lord continues on in verse 5 and goes right into, "Suppose one of you had a friend and goes to him at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And from inside, he answers and says, 'Hey, don't bother me. The door has already been shut, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot give up. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.'" That's verse 8. "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened." Immediately upon giving us instruction as to how to pray, Jesus goes right into an example where he's telling us we have not because we ask not. We have a Father who's ministering to us, that's loving to just lavish on us much more than we even understand, expect, or imagine. It's amazing. And Jesus is instructing us right now and telling us these things. But then he finishes that section off with 3 verses. He has their attention. And he says, now, suppose one of your fathers is asked by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he is asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father release or give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Pharisees rise up. They come up and they come up with their blasphemy, because this hits us right to the core. Jesus is giving us instructions for living. Jesus is releasing the benefits of worship, the benefits of knowing him, and releasing us into, now step in, into greater faith. I will show you, as I release that measure of faith, I will show you great and mighty things. I will hold nothing back from you. I will release you into the realm that you desire. I will release you into that place that is safe, secure, filled with abundance, filled with the ravishing love of the Lord. It's amazing. Amazing. Verse 17 says, any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a house divided against itself will fall. Satan, if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub. That's what he was accused of. And if I, by Beelzebub, can cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? So they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are undisturbed. But when someone stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away from him all his armor on which he had relied and distributes his plunder. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest and not finding any, it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds it swept and not in order. A word from Jesus. Then it goes and takes along seven other spirits, more evil than itself. And they go in and live there, and the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. These are very poignant words, very, very strong words, very loving, very kind words. We can go ahead and pray the Lord's Prayer and go, yes, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. And that's glorious and wonderful, but we must keep on and say, what else are you saying, Jesus? What are you saying to us in this hour? He says, I'm going to teach you how to stay in that safe place. I'm going to teach you how to live in a place that you will feel safe and protected. No matter how strong the winds are, no matter what comes your way, no matter what thought, temptation, or luring away, if you will, from the fire of God will come. I will provide that way. But your house must be in order. It must be clean. Holy Spirit must be raging as a bubbling inferno and fire through us to be able to embrace the fullness of this promise, so that we then will step into our inheritance and own everything Jesus just said belongs to us. We do by the cross, but then we step in and we receive and release. That's how it works. God is so good today. So as we continue on this morning, before we release the children, let's take that very powerful passage of Scripture and think about what the Lord is saying. We can have message and message and message about repentance and healing and all the things that we do. And they're wonderful because God gives them. But without a strong conviction of heart that no matter what, my house shall be in order from your kingdom perspective, I won't just come into agreement with a word that I hear. I will take action with that word. That's what Jesus is saying, that I will respond, not just with yes, 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 but then I will step into that response will lead to another encounter. That response will lead to the next step. And every time we have an encounter with the Lord, more revelation is released. More mysteries are unlocked. That's the nature of inheritance. That's the nature of the kingdom. Because our God is a builder. He is a builder. He is moving forward. He is not stopping, retreating, standing still. He is always going and moving and watching and expanding. He's a visionary, he's a builder, and he's continuing to increase. So that's why his laws of increase work powerfully. His laws of increase, his laws of sowing into life and reaping more life, always. That's inheritance. Oh, Lord, that our eyes would see and ears would hear these things. I want to show you today, I want to give you a picture of amazing life. Showed you a few of the pictures on Tuesday. Some of you were here, others were not able to be here. But our wonderful Ghana team has been just launched into realms of glory that they have not experienced before. God has just said, this is your time, frontline. Individuals, this is your time. My hand is on you. I am releasing you into new places because you have desired for things you don't understand. Because you have desired for things you don't understand. You desire me. Your hunger for me has released you into more places where you desire more of what we don't understand in fullness. And that's when the spirit of revelation comes and is then released in response to that hunger that comes from the Lord drawing us as well. And when that spirit of revelation, our spirit of revelation, Holy Spirit, reveals and draws us into that place, then restoration process continues, as I mentioned last week. I want to show you some of those pictures to really highlight that. God is really good in demonstrating everything that he wants us to get. He shows us. We can look outside. We can see pictures from Ghana. But we're going to ask the Lord before we look at any of them, so you can see what God is doing. We're going to ask the Lord right now, what are you speaking to me? What is my response right now? How do you want me to see what those pictures are intending for me to get? What is it that you want me to have? And every time we encounter the Lord, it will lead to even greater revelation of Jesus. Every time there's an aha, I see it. It is designed to take us into the revelation of Jesus. And if we don't receive that revelation, we become religious. Really, for real, that's the way it is. It's the way of the kingdom. And we can also invite religious attacks, strongholds, thinking in our own life. Why? Because we are to stay amazed with the Lord. So what's the enemy's job? To decrease that amazement. So if we partner with that more than just momentarily and say no, we partner with it, then we stand to lose that which the Lord's already revealed and released to us. Therefore, our connection, our intimacy, our revelation of Jesus is minimized. And then if we are singing, let's say we're singing to the Lord, if our Jesus is clothed in splendor, but it doesn't trigger a response inside of us that just brings us to a place of realizing, oh Lord, you're amazing. Something else has grabbed us. And it's always very religious in nature. Always. Because there's nothing religious in nature about Jesus. Don't be afraid of that word. Make that your... Let's declare a love war, which is a focus on Jesus, which pushes out anything that's religious. We can speak about not having religious thinking and have tons of it. Do you realize that? And this is what Jesus was trying to help us see in Luke chapter 11. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't he so gracious? I love him so much. I want more. Do you want more today? You want to see that the kingdom of God is doing even overseas? Do you want to see what you're part of? Huh? Oh boy. Let's watch together and let's see. And Holy Spirit, come in a mighty way that we would encounter you through this, through these pictures, Lord God, that we would have an intimate connection with you growing deeper and deeper. Irregardless of what's happening in our personal world and life, this is about you, and these pictures reflect you. Holy One, may your name be praised. We give you glory. We give you the glory. We give you the fullness, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Yeah. I see the Rogers, and I think they're going to want to see their daddy and husband. Perfect timing, guys. All righty then. Can we start? Some of you, we saw these before. We're going to go slowly. Is it just meant to go? What does that mean? Can you back it up to the beginning? We're going to show some of these again. You saw them on Tuesday, but there's a momentum that's building. Okay? These are our people that we've ministered to for years in a church that was planted in the north, and they are in a school building, and the reason they're not on our land worshiping at that juncture is because of the rain. So they're in a school building. But these lives have been touched, have been saved years and years ago. I was there with Josh and or Christy. I think Josh was there. Josh and Christy and a few others, and we were ministering about worship to the people. And we were trying to impart to them that you can worship the Lord without knowing the same language. And they were stepping into that. And what happened was that some of them had encounters with the Lord. That became revelation, an experience for them, a release of their inheritance. And if that fire was not fueled, if they lost it, if they forgot about it, if they weren't led to embrace that, to continue to release that, it could turn into just religious thinking because it's gone. You see? Okay. So we're continuing on. And obviously we see Lawrence, who's imparting using an example or very common practice on our land for Kingdom Bible School. Very common, very amazing, and very serious. And the report from Ghana is that the love release has been spectacular. And dreams and visions and revelations and encounters of the Africans into the hands of God has been huge. And now they're wanting more. They're desperately wanting more. So the Lord says, how bad do you want more? How bad do you and I want more for them? If we are just churned on the inside, like I want more for them, then the Lord will stir us on the inside. And then we will say, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done for them on earth in Ghana as it is in heaven. You've already opened up the well. Yeah. Gorabashiki. Next one, please. My beloved, who's sharing the love of God with the lead pastor up there at this time in the north, Pastor Stephen. He's sharing the love, and Stephen's understanding and getting it, and Stephen's releasing. Stephen wants more. This is new. This is revelatory. There's been years of building this, and there's been a little bit, but now the floodgates are open, and that means that it can continue as we stand for this. Soaking and resting. And we ask ourselves, well, isn't that special? But this is the key. Being quiet. Shh. Hearing Papa. Encountering Jesus. Receiving Holy Spirit. The Lord says there's no shortcut. got to spend time with me. So we're imparting that, teaching that you cannot impart what you don't own. But we must own this because this is how God does it. Easy. He says, I'll make it easy. Just be quiet. And then I'll be God and you can receive. That's so easy. More, Lord. Imparting worship. And this young man had a song from the Holy Spirit. So he went to make a record, a demo, we called it. I didn't know what to do with it. That's what we do in Ghana. So he had a song from the Holy Spirit. So now he has impartation from Pastor Bill, and more revelation comes, which leads to more encounter, which leads to more release over the land, over the people, over Ghana, over countries north of Ghana, west of Ghana, east of Ghana, and the south is the sea. All righty then. Deacon Emmanuel, he's also growing. He's another one, another leader, strong man, growing, undone and unraveled this year. Next one. Thank you. You've seen our blocks. Those of you who weren't here last year, look at the blocks. For the new building that's separate, it's a new entity. It's a new place. It's an actual building that's not the guardhouse. It's not a place of storage. It's a place of life. It's a place where people will live and grow. There'll be Bible times in there. There will be encounters. The revelatory realm will be opened, and we're starting that. That's our new electric box. And it's amazing, and that's the electricity. Okay, look what God's doing. He says, I'm going to fuel this fire. You need it all. You need water. You need electricity. You need me on every front. But we're going to be practical about this. All right, we're going to dig those trenches, we're going to dig deep, and we're going to see what happens, because the foundation is being laid. God gave us this dream and this vision long before the land came. And we took some steps, and we established some land down in southern Ghana. And we've had it, and we still have it. And God added to that for the vision for our main base to be in the north. Glory to God. What we do at the south, we'll just ask God. But God started with a vision, and he said, what will you do with it? Will you build on that vision? Will you own that vision? Will you not give up when times don't look like anything's happening? Will you not give up? Will you press in? This is what Jesus was saying in Luke 11. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. I'm right there. I'm at your side. I'm there. I will fulfill my word. I will fulfill my promises, because I am the one. I am the fulfillment of them. And so now we see the cement, and there's our first building that we built a few years ago. And right now, Pastor Stephen lives in there with his wife and all the equipment. Yes, it's amazing. It's very small. And there we see some more trenches and such, and they're preparing the soil. Pastor Stephen again. Thank you, Jesus. More. It's taking form. It's taking shape. Taking form and taking shape. Pastor Samuel, hello, and the contractor, I believe. Thank you. Hello, Pastor Samuel. Can you back up with Pastor Samuel there? What is on his chest? What do you see? There's the American flag. Is that prophetic? I just saw that. I've seen these pictures. Oh, my goodness. Come on. Do you see what God's doing? He's linking nations. He's linking hearts. He's saying, everything I'm about is much bigger than you, but you can partner with me. Let's jump in, and we're doing it. Praise the Lord. Oh, God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Look at the preparation. Ah, my sweetheart, my best friend, the guy on the left. It's my sweetheart. Yeah, isn't he adorable? He's so cute. And he's the one that gave me these. Look at these, okay? I brought these in today. Because this was my surprise. Happy anniversary to us. Hey! Oh, yay, God. Well, that was a surprise yesterday. I surprised them with two cards. I couldn't do roses in Ghana. But I brought them in. I really wasn't going to. And I was getting in the car, and I just had this little prompting that just kept rising gently. And I knew it was the Lord. And he says, I want to show them a picture. I want to give them a picture of love. I'm just going to show you. It's just a picture. When we look at flowers, we look at roses, we go, oh, wow, God, that's so beautiful. Look what God has done. Well, my husband sent me 3 dozen. I've never had 3 dozen roses. Very rarely a dozen. But still, you know, I have had a dozen roses before, but some have maybe never had even a flower. But the Lord put it on my heart for my husband to surprise me, give me a suddenly, lavish me with more than I would ever even imagine. It was just like, what do I do with them? Bring them to Frontline and let's all be blessed. The idea is, that's our lavish God. And he says, I want you to think beyond your expectation. That's the picture of these roses, because I love you so much. Think beyond. This is faith time. This is increase in faith season. The Lord is saying, I'm here. I'm showing up. Are you ready? Do you want to ride that wave? Do you want to ride that wave? I'm the wave releaser. Do you want to ride it fully? Huh? I hope it's yes. All righty then. All right, let's take a look at this. Darlene and I have actually put some of those things at times on our heads. They are heavy. Remember that, Lena? Wherever you are. She in here? Oh. Hey. Here we have well digging. Ah, we have a well digging. But is this amazing or what? Is this amazing? Huh? Look what the Lord has done. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Just look at it. This is our rig. This is on our land. Here we see the explosion right into the earth. Can you imagine? And every demon from hell tried to stop us from doing this. Let me tell you, over these years, and nothing could work, nothing could stop the hand of God, because he's the giver of life. He's the digger of wells. He's the one who does it. He's the one who says, I have the last word in Jesus' name. Wow. And if you don't know the stories behind that, you need to ask someone. You'll understand the clapping. But this is a very big deal. Yeah. And there's our compound, the big tree, and all of our tents. Well, we gave them to them. Look at that rig. Isn't that something? Let's look at it again. Just feast your eyes on that. That puppy came rolling into the land. Pastor Bill said it was a good thing we didn't have Bible school that day, because it was so loud. Came in with a roar, and then down in the earth it went, and the soil went flying. You know, things of the kingdom can look violent, because it's the violence of the Lord. He says the violent ones will take the kingdom by force, but it's really the power of God, which really is gentle inside. But it has a look of violence and force, because we always win. Isn't that good? All right, take a look at this building. Wow. Here we go. It's growing. Now look at that. Hey. Yep. Not only can he impart biblical truth, he can do something with iron or rods or whatever those things are. What's that? We had to pray for him yesterday because he was a bit sore, but he's doing well. And look at that man. Woohoo! All right. Look at that. Do you see the synergy? Do you see our guys working with the Africans? Can you see that? I mean, we could have called somebody in that did it, and they'd sit back and go, give me another lemonade that's not existent in northern Ghana, but give me something else. You know. But no, they're in there, and they're sweating, and they're doing things, and they're saying, let's take the kingdom of God together. What do you say? Isn't that amazing? And this is how close it is to the other building. So there we go. And that's our beloved pipe. Glory to God. Check it out. Leave it there for a minute. The hole, this is what I was initially told. The hole is 6 inches in diameter, and it went down over 40 meters. And it may be more than that, but that was the initial thing they thought they heard. That may be changed when you hear it next week. But that's, to the best of my knowledge, it went down 40 meters, and it started pumping out 27 liters of water a minute. It was amazing. And initially, from what I was told, that the substation behind it that is near our land has a well, a really good one, really good, and it pumps out 22. So we're already up to 27, and St. Lawrence goes, I'm going for 30. I mean, that's the mentality of overcomers, of world changers. That's the mentality of, this is just, you know, this is not working for me. I'm going for it all. I'm going for the gold. And so this really happened. So now it's covered over. The water has a little lock on it. And I guess this blue corrugated PCV piping goes down all the way. It's 5 feet or 5 inches in diameter, and then there's gravel around it. I'm not sure about inside of it. That was kind of sketchy. I don't know about that. but at least around it to keep it in place, and it serves as a purifying means also for the water. So isn't that something that we have a well? The Lord has dug it now in this land that the enemy said, I don't want you here. You go home. I will try to kill you. I will try to reduce you. I will try to destroy you. And he lost in Jesus' name. And the Lord says, that which the Lord has revealed, we must not only maintain, but we must continue to increase and give in order to activate the next realm of release. Let me say that again. Okay. When the Lord reveals something to us, when the Lord gives us something, and we go, oh, wow, hoo-doo-doo, we have a well. That's great. And if we sit back on our royal, and we're just, you know, like, well, isn't that just special? Without contending for the release of the next place that God wants to take it, which is for the pump to come, for the land to be developed, everything that follows after this. If we don't do that, we have a poorer, I guess, recognition of the goodness of God who's saying, so now what do you want to do? It's like a little kid gets on a bike and you help the child get on the bike and it's like, get the feet going round and round and round. Come on, steady, keep going. Yeah, all right. Down the street they go, maybe starting with training wheels at first. And then you want them to turn the corner. Because if they just keep going straight, they'll probably run into the creek. And the Lord says, turn the corner. Now I'm going to lead you and I'm going to guide you. You're going to go faster and faster and gain more confidence, gain more momentum. And what I have released to you will not just be maintained. You will seek me for more. You will step out in faith and say things I don't understand, that don't make sense to me. Lord, I'm calling on you right now. I'm willing to embrace the impossible. That's faith. That is what faith really is. Believing for just what you see is part of it. It's very important, but also, what could it be? What can happen beyond that? Do you understand it? That's the principle of life. It's very, very significant for us. Amen. So here we have Lawrence and Rick helping the guys building the structure, okay? Oh, it's looking like home. There we go. Look at this, children. I want the children to see this because even the little ones will have a remembrance, some of them, a remembrance that someday when you have the privilege of telling others about Jesus in Ghana, or some of you who think, I don't know, I've never been on a plane or I'm too old or this or that. No, that's not true. And the Lord says, this belongs to frontline. In other words, I'm entrusting it to you to do what I want to have done. But I co-labor with you, I'll partner with you, so I'm liking what's happening because I'm making it happen. But keep on moving, keep on going. So praise the Lord. So now we have the soil filled in so that they can lay the foundation, or the floor, the cement floor. Isn't this amazing? Look at that. Glory to God, look at that, a cement floor. It's not dirt, it's cement. Those of you who've been overseas with us for the last 15 years, you know the significance of a cement floor even more. Okay, no more dirt floors. This is an actual cement floor. Okay, look at that. Is that lovely? And when the children go over, they will have an opportunity to see this building finished. And I believe also our missionary housing and all that goes with that. We want a medical clinic. We believe in divine healing. And we pray for it and we see it. And we draw people in to be ministered to as well. Through the doctors and the nurses that will be going with us. And we have many in this place. And that will be expanded. And we just believe we'll pray over them and we'll see great results. You pray over your plants and you see great results over your plants. You pray over what God's doing, whatever means he's using, we see great results. And maybe they won't even get to step foot into the medical clinic. They'll just come on the land and be completely blasted in the spirit, totally healed and set on fire for Jesus. Can you believe for that? So a worship center, a school for the Muslim kids in the area and others and the Christian ones as well. A school. Ashley loves that. Yeah. You think God's preparing her for something? Hey, he's preparing all of us. He's saying, think bigger, think bigger. Also I don't want to put India in here, but that's a whole other country right now. But also we're going to have housing for children. And there are children who need to be rescued out of human trafficking up in the north. And we're going to be part of that up in the north, as well as the little orphans. And we are establishing, we're speaking it out right now. But we must grab this and say, this is for me, this is for me. That way, God can empower us so that we don't become religious about it. Oh, you know, it's a bunch of pictures. No, it's not a bunch of pictures. This is real life. And so for our training center, frontline training center, Tom, where are you? Hey, Ghana, are you ready, man? For Ghana, isn't this great? Frontline training center, who's going to be leading the brigade with frontline training center? You guys, what do you think? It can't be just one or two, it's all of us. So frontline training center will be there as well. And also kingdom blessing, kingdom release, and micro enterprise. Pastor Bill called me yesterday and he told me that he met with Jeremiah. Ina will love this, wherever you are. But he met with Jeremiah, who is the secretary to the Bole Rura, the leader there. But he's a really slick dude. In other words, he's educated. He knows what he's doing. He's got 14 people working in his office, 14 people that go out to the villages. And he's got a micro-enterprise project where he's helping them save their Ghana CDs, borrow, and be able to increase themselves. And you'll hear more about that. But there's already one idea, and we've had that idea, as Ian and I have talked before. But there are other things that we're going to do to help these people become more sufficient. We call it self-sufficient, but we want to say kingdom-sufficient, so that they can step into what they do. There'll be agricultural areas there. And Andy had a vision last year of a 24/7 worship center. Can you believe for that? What? In Ghana North? See, that God is saying, let your vision expand. Don't let it die like, well, I didn't see anything in January, February, March, or in 2005, 6, or whatever. Hey, God is stretching and he's testing. And he'll give us what we can carry. All right, let's finish it up here so his children can be released. Oh, that's the last one? All right, the children, did they all kind of sneak out already? All right. So those who are instructing the little children, kingdom children, there's a little bit more I want to share, but you received a lot of the message anyway through this, because this is called impartation. Impartation. Sometimes we have to realize that we want to get whatever God's releasing, he's releasing it, and it's not going to be just right after the kids are released. It's like we need to be postured to receive everything the Lord has. So, yay, God, you are so good. Is that amazing? Can we just give the Lord a big, wow, you're amazing, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're so proud of you, Ghana team. And if you listen to this next week, we just bless the name of the Lord. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm going to do? This, I've never done this before. But I'm going to do it. I'm calling them all back. I tell them to bring their children. And you parents, go get your children. Come back, because I want to release something over you that I didn't think of until I released you. Release them back, and we'll just, you know, we'll just flow together, won't we? I want to flow with the Spirit of God, and I would not be obedient. So come on back. Yeah, I have it. Thank you. This is from Pastor Bill. He wants you to see and dream. We've cast vision, and what he wants, he was visited by the Lord yesterday morning. He said that he was praying and he was soaking before the Lord, and I'm just going to paraphrase here and read some of it. He said, I woke up praying today after a night of dreaming a crazy dream and solving problems along a route as I was traveling with various people on various forms of transportation. And I seemed to have responsibility over them for what was being transported. And you were busy in another place in a house, and we seemed to be on in different places. No division, just different places. I can't remember a lot of the details of the dream, but this is the sense I have now with what little I remember. So, thank you, Lord. So he soaked briefly, asking the Lord to reveal to him anything to take action on today. This is what he came to. He said that when he was visited by the Lord and there was this great increase of faith, as I thought of it, the Lord was speaking to him about many of the financial needs and desires in this season. And we could go one way or the other. We could actually back off from them or whatever. So he talked to the Lord, and the Lord said these words. You guys paying attention? Because, yeah, you want to hear it, right? And he said, The Lord spoke these words quickly to him and very solidly. He said, move forward. Move forward into them and watch me meet each one by stepping into a season of increased faith. So the Lord spoke to Pastor Bill in Ghana and said, this is a new season of increased faith. The smaller projects that you're going to be seeing up on the screen are testing our faith and honing our faith and building our faith for the larger projects to come. We cannot fail the test or it will bring a delay in the larger projects, even in a delay of some of the provision for those projects. And he asked the Lord, should I leave one of them out? And the Lord assured him and he said, no, do not do that. He says, I want to meet all of these needs and I'm going to tell you and show you in Frontline how to, as a family, to come together to meet these needs. So they're going to be bigger than me, bigger than you, bigger than what typically comes in weekly in Frontline. But that doesn't mean anything. We do believe that this is a very wonderful time where there's a lot of spiritual battling going on, and we love that. And we don't want to be concentrating on the battles alone. We want to be concentrating on what God wants to do in faith. And what he said to us is Nehemiah didn't have a problem with supplies for rebuilding the wall. He had a battle at his hands with the spiritual condition around him. And so as we take ownership for the spiritual condition around us with new eyes, as I was preaching a little bit ago, then we just jump into that river, that flow, and we'll be shot up like a geyser if we don't allow anything to be taken from us and that we really walk in that inheritance. Okay, so he was told by the Lord about Nehemiah. And he also said this, Moses had to step forward into the Red Sea to begin a journey in the desert where there were no supplies for the people, but he trusted God to bring them in for what became a 40-year journey in a desert. A desert, no food, no water, rugged conditions, no problem. God supplied. And so this is what he sent me after with revelation from the Lord, and he wants us to see it right now. He uses the word seed and feed and need. This is what God gave him. It's not out of a book or somebody's message. It's what the God just gave him when he's laying there. And he said he wants us to at least look at this and say, what am I going to do with this right now? So we're in an increased season of faith. For this place right here, Frontline Worship Center and the building and the land, right now, 200,000 is we are told, that needs to be released. And we're standing for it right now so that we have full ability to move forward with greater construction. And we're taking steps in that realm as well, okay? But this is the first, but we must own it and say yes, and say we must pray about it and say, what's my part? From Holy Spirit, not according to our budget. It's not a budget thing. This is Holy Spirit, what are you telling me? So that the Lord will increase us on every front. And as we step into increase, as we do this ourselves, we are stepping into that momentum that's already been created. When the Lord says it's an increased season of faith, he's saying, I'm speaking to all of us right now. So that's a pretty exciting thing. So as we step in for greater increase, there will be a release over us. It actually becomes an activation. Okay, so hear this one. Last week I spoke a lot about inheritance, releasing our inheritance. I would really exhort you to listen to it again. You know why? Because I gave the message. I listened to it last night, and I was amazed at what came out. I gave it, but the Spirit of God threw me. There's a lot of revelation, a lot of meat, and I'm encouraging all focus groups to go after it and hammer it out. Individually, I'm encouraging all SEALs and SWAT leaders to do the same with their SEALs and SWAT people as well. And they know what that means for missions. But if you're not in that kind of group, Frontline Women Ministries, same thing. Ann's not here. I don't see her. But the same thing. Any other small group that you're in, School of Worship, FTC, all of these areas, go through this again and own this because the Lord's giving us step by step by step of how to increase in the faith to believe for the impossible so it doesn't take longer than it needs to, if you will. Okay, it's very, very important. So $80,500 has been given. That's been the seed already. God loves that. Can you believe it? That's a lot of money. And that's been given. And the feed, to be able to feed that seed, is $119.5. And we're believing for it. We're standing on it. We're saying yes. And God's going to great. He's going to give us ideas. He's going to show us things. Things are going to happen. There are going to be inheritances that come, physical inheritance. There's going to be release of monies. If we have a mindset that this is about, you know, I give my tithe and I'll pray about it and I'll give something. It's this wrong thinking. It's not that we're giving something. It's that we're stepping into the impossible, if you will, and the supernatural and saying, Holy Spirit, what do you say? And he wants us to believe for these kinds of things. Way beyond what we normally do. And it might be so huge that you think, Lord, what does that mean? Let me give you one quick example. Years ago, when Pastor Jose wanted a house for his wife, because rats were in this place that they were staying in at first, and you know they rebuked them, and then he wanted to build something better, he received all the money that came in for his little house, and the Spirit of God said, release it and give it away. So he went to his wife, who's expecting a house. He released all of it, because that's what the Lord directed him, but he could hear the voice. It was a prompting. It was still a small voice. And all of it and more came back. So that's the principle of sowing and reaping. It's the principle of increase. It's the principle of living so extravagantly and so hugely that God is saying this can change everything about your life. It's not just getting a better job, getting a raise. It's receiving all those blessings as you sow. As you sow, it's a principle of the kingdom. As you sow your money, your time, your talents, then it activates us into the next place. It just does. That's how God designed it. And he says, test me in it. Watch what I do. Okay, the next one, please. You have the next one up there? Is that the next one in order? Okay. Air conditioning. All right, now that made you think, what, air conditioning? And we're talking Ghana land? The Lord also wants to bless. I could think of other places for the extravagant, the money that my husband paid for the extravagant roses. I think, well, we need da-da-da-da-da, but the Lord put it on his heart to bless me with that. So what we want to do is have some air conditioning for our little children and the workers back, the workers, you loving parents and friends and family who are back there. And also we have a media department up behind the sanctuary, the worship area here, and we're going to also have that because it's a sweat box in the summer, because we take what God has said to us about media so important that that's going to be established for us, and we can't work up there without passing out apparently. So it's pretty hot, there are no windows, there's no ventilation, so that's what we're going to try to do. So Dylan estimates between 4 and 5, seed of $32.50 has been given. Feed is needed for $17.50, and that's an estimate because it's between 4 and 5. All right? And we're going to believe for that. Say, yes, Lord. And this is what Pastor Bill went to the Lord about, and he said, well, maybe, you know, we're trying to build overseas and do these things. Let's do air conditioning another time. And the Lord said, no, do it now. I'll provide. Luke 11, I'll provide. But it needs to be my way because I'm trying to develop faith in you. Next one, please. Fencing for children. Okay, $1,800 for 200 feet of fencing, with all kinds of companies being compared and such. No seed yet. Feed of $1,800 we want. We want to be able to have the little children run out that side door back there, and we're going to have an area developed for them where teachers can go out there where it's safe, that they're not going to be in a place where they're running out to the parking lot. You know, I love children, but I don't want to see a little child like this coming up and greeting me at my car door like I did this morning. We need eyes to see because things can happen. And we want our children to be very, very safe and protected. So we want to do that. So that's a very real desire and need right now. And that's what we're going to do. And that'll be all the way wrapped around the far tree and then wrapped around to the edge of the building with a beautiful fence. Isn't that great? So we're doing that to take care of our little children, cool them down, cool and corral our children in a good way. All right. Got a well. You saw the well, and you cheered and yelled. The need is $7,500. Already to date, $6,242. Isn't that amazing? Look at this. This is amazing. Look what God has done. Take a look around you. We don't have thousands of people yet. Alrighty then. Feed, 1,257. Gone a well. Next one. We're coming with the next one. Ghana building. Need, $10,000. Okay, so the mission funds for the Ghana team will cover a smaller portion of the cost. The feed is 1,000. Amount exceeding thousands, actually. There's an S on that that wasn't typed, I think. Thousands. Amount exceeding the present project can be used on future projects like the Kingdom Bible School area that could use metal roofing and a cement floor. And so some of the mission funds from the Ghana team will be for that. And as monies have been collected, there's been a sum that's been given, but we need a bigger dent. So it's like, Lord, we got the word from you to do these things. This is crazy faith. He goes, I know. I'm going to test you. I'm going to teach you. I am going to show you really how to do this. And it will follow my laws of sowing and reaping. And then finally, is that the last one? Summer missionaries. Dan, your name's up here. Individuals are raising support and funds so that if they're working projects you need finished, babysitting, etc., please support a missionary by contacting Dee for work projects you have. If the Lord leads you to give a financial gift to Frontline for a particular missionary, you can talk with that person or Deanne, and we're leaving on the 13th, which is a change. It was the 11th, it's now the 13th, and we're coming back one day later so that you know and you can tell your families. Is that the last one there? After we're finished here, anyone who was on the India team, everybody hear this? Anyone who's on the India team, the Indonesia team, Mozambique team, Ghana team's not here, I'd like to see you momentarily up here after we're finished, okay? So before you leave to go to lunch or whatever, I want to see you, and we're going to talk a little bit about our faith for standing. We have monies that we're waiting for. We're basically cleared out of debt prior to those trips, but there is some outstanding debt from India, Indonesia. And of course, we're in waiting for Mozambique and Ghana too. And some people are tracking it. But the Lord is so faithful and he will do it, but he does it with this tenacious, oh, I'm going after it. Did you see Rick? Did you see Lawrence out there? You know, they're sweating and they're going after. God says, you must add yourself into this. When you pray and say, bring it in, bring it in, bring it in. If we're resting on something that we saw him do and we sat back and, you know, did nothing, I really believe that God will challenge that and we may be unpleasantly surprised. But if those of you who've been overseas for years, go back a few years and your faith, you may think, well, I did things differently then. Well, a lot of what you did by stepping in and taking things so, so seriously and personally, you went after it with everything inside and God always blessed and always brought everything in. But that's because of the heart and the action that followed. And so that's where we need to go. So that's an encouraging word to you. We want to bring this debt down. We believe that we're going to get millions of dollars and billions of dollars for the work in the kingdom that God's called Frontline to do. And so before you walk out, everybody, I think that's the last one. Is that right? Okay, Cynthia, if you can get people to hand those out, please. Can someone do that for me? Get a bunch of people and hand those out. Every person gets one. Every person. These are little tiny pledge cards. Is that what he's passing out? Okay. Every person. So if you're 14, you get one. Okay? If you're 6, you get one, if you want one. Because the Lord cultivates a heart of giving when you're very small. And so what we want to do is really position ourselves and then pray. We're going to ask the Lord before we release this. Can I have one of those? I didn't see that. Yeah, thank you. All right. This is what we have right now. We want to give an opportunity here to receive today, when the anointing's moving, what the Lord's putting on our hearts. Because we have had the privilege of seeing what he's doing, to be in his glory, to say, oh God, my heart is postured. Hopefully we don't have distractions other than wanting to go to class, which is coming. Hang on, kids, you're doing great. We want to look at these. Is there anybody else who still needs one? Paul needs one. Someone helps. Is there anybody who's not in here that you see out in the hallway so they can pray with us and be part of this? Come on in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're just going to ask Holy Spirit right now, if we'd ask you to put your hand on this, because we're going to commit this to the Lord. This is not a, you know, an act because other people might put their hand on something. This is a prophetic release over this which belongs to you. This is an opportunity. And what we're going to say to the Lord is, Lord, we've put a date, because if not, it could be, you know, 2050. So we want to have a target goal. This is what we have for some of these things. And so for all these things and whatever we can. And we're just going to trust God to bring it in. And that may sound like crazy faith, but if the Lord gives you another date, put it on there. But we're going to put that on. We put that on there to be able to have some kind of consistency over here. But Lord, we're just believing right now that we're going to trust you, and we're going to ask you to speak to us right now, speak to our hearts right now. And it may be, Lord, that you're saying, I'm going to shake you up to get out of your budget mentality and get into a mentality where you can actually hear my voice, and a revelatory mentality for this. And so let's just really quiet our hearts and ask the Lord, right now, speak to me, Papa. We're going to speak to me right now before we released. Holy Spirit, speak right now. Just close your eyes, if you would, just for the moment. And we're just going to speak, Holy Spirit, right into this situation. And we're asking you right now, in Jesus' name, to speak to us and show us, Lord, what you're saying, what you're doing right now. Where would you like our funds to go? Put it on our heart, Lord. Give us a picture. Give us a word. Give us an idea, Holy Spirit. Because we're committing all of these projects into your hands. Because we are determined to go forward and not backward. We're determined to partner with all of your kingdom principles. We're determined to set Ghana on blaze with your fiery spirit and every other country you give us. We're ready, Lord God, to take this building and do with it what you've told us to do. You're clarifying that. This is our year, 2011, Lord, and we're believing for it, and we're all partnering in. And Lord, we're going to listen to what you're saying and doing. Holy Spirit, come. Come right now. Come right now. Way beyond. Way beyond. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Way beyond what we've ever thought before. And it's going to tug real deeply. You'll hear it's just a gentle, you know, gentle thought or a picture. Go with it. Just go with it. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come, do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's what a mighty army does. They listen to the commander in chief. Thank you, Lord. Father, may this be a real stretching opportunity that doesn't even make sense. Whether it's $5 or $10,000, or $50,000, or $500. Lord, let the increase come, because it is intended not to take care of projects, but to take us into the depth of our inheritance, which will also take care of these things. For the greater glory, Lord, for the greater glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We commit all these things into your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless the name of the Lord and we thank him for what he's doing. If the Lord has told you today is the day, then write your check, put something on there, do something. It says on the bottom, gives you ideas of how to give. But what you could do so that we can track with this is as you're leaving to go to the nursery or to class, behind Mike there's a box. Put it in the box if you would. Just put it in the box as you are released right now to the kingdom classes. And I want to thank you for those of you who are sowing into Frontline as we partner together, Frontline Projects, as it looks like. You're sowing into the kingdom of God, and we're so grateful. You have been selflessly giving and releasing. We couldn't do any of these things without people like you, and we're so blessed. You are family. We're family together, and we thank you so, so much. God bless you richly. We don't take it lightly at all. We pray for you and just love partnering with you. God bless you. Thank you. May it continue, and may your storehouses be very full. In Jesus' name. All right, children, you can go back again. Thank you for coming back. In Jesus' name. You can put it right there in the box, if you could. That would be great. Or bring it Tuesday when you come. Or send it in or something. Let us know so we're not guessing. Thank you. Ah, long stretch for kids, but... Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Isn't God so fun? He loves to bless us. He loves to increase us and loves to take us to the next place, the next step. Kids are very patient. Thank you, Lord. Okay, we'll have to, Carl, when you edit this, you'll have to take some of the long pauses out here. Amen. Well, just I want to start to share a few things. Actually, most of what I shared has already been given. What I had from my heart to share today, I have a little bit more. The Lord just prompted me to begin right after worship. But I want to share just a few other things. It's not going to be a long message today, believe it or not. But I just want to give a quick review of last week, and which was a review of the week before. The Lord put on my heart to give a three-part series, so to speak, just that there was going to be a building from last week and then the week before. And I really believe he's doing that. And it's kind of funny because the Lord wanted me to pay close attention to that. And then I got this email yesterday and then talked to my beloved husband. And I thought, isn't this amazing? And they've not listened to the messages or anything. They've not been here. And it just so ties in with everything that we're talking about with release of inheritance. Just very, very significant during this season, during this time. And so I just quickly want to bring us to a remembrance of 2 weeks ago when I was speaking about Israel being the apple of God's eye, and how United States partnering with the furthering and the blessings of Israel would bring a greater release, not just for God's kingdom people, Israel, the Jewish people, but also for those who sow into, on every front, the protection and the sustaining, maintaining, growth, and restoration of Israel. So I talked about that, and I would love you to, again, listen to that if you would. Malachi 4, 5, and 6, I released what the Lord gave me regarding fathers and sons, the spirit of Elijah being so prevalent in this season, and how resurrection power life was released through David into Solomon and Elijah into Elisha, and even with Israel being released into or over us as a result of how God set this up in the kingdom. And the three different places I just mentioned, those people and Israel, understood the relationship between sonship of fathers and sons, mothers and sons, fathers and daughters, mothers and daughters, and understood that, at least Elijah and David and their folks, they understood that, and they understood what inheritance meant to a degree. And for us living under the new covenant, we have a revelation of the cross that the Lord wants to bring. And this revelation then of the cross releases great power, which is our inheritance. The power of resurrection, the power of the cross, releases this inheritance for us that sometimes we might confuse and think means something physical that I'm getting alone. But inheritance will be anything that has been offered to me that I really didn't do anything to acquire other than receive it. But in order to step in and receive, I need to posture myself under the goodness of God, the hand of the Lord, worship the Lord, sow into what the Lord's doing, have an intimate type of relationship with the Lord, just continue on facing Him and soaking in His presence. And so as I posture myself that way, that prepares me to be able to receive the release. When we receive the release from heaven, then that takes us into another zone, which is part of the restoration process. The restoration process is what God has us in our entire life. He is restoring to us that which had been stolen, that Jesus purchased back, bought for us. And as a Christian, we're partnering with what Jesus has done, which is part of the restoration process for us then in our life. And that becomes our inheritance. And the inheritance actually is a picture of, or takes a form of, the presence of God. So when Jesus died and rose from the dead to undo, if you will, and continue to lavish, undo what the enemy had done back in the Garden of Eden with Adam and all of that, which we talked about, then as we understand that Jesus was the fulfillment of everything that needed to be done to get the keys of the kingdom back. And so now we step into the rest of the restoration process for us. And then we turn around and we impart all that the Lord is restoring in us to everybody else. So whatever we do, we're part of the restoration process for our own life. So when we talk about getting our needs met, inner healing, getting rid of unbelief and fear and all that kind of stuff, we're just moving things out of the way that had already been stolen from us before Jesus went to the cross. And so when Jesus went to the cross, they don't exist. But if they exist in our life, then the thief has had access to our life. And so what we're doing is saying, no, 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 not on my watch. I'm stepping in to the full restoration process in my life, which is receiving everything that Jesus has purchased for me. And that involves not just an inner healing, if you will, of being freed from fear, freed from unbelief, freed from disappointment, freed from pain and worry and heartache and trauma, but it releases over us our destiny. It releases over us everything we were created to do and become. And so the Lord shows us how to swim in this pond of restoration so that we can really move forward. If we want to be the most creative person we could possibly be, the Lord says, understand my restoration process, which always involves resurrection. Because when Jesus went to the cross, He resurrected. And so to live that resurrection life, we embrace the fullness of the restoration process for us individually, which is fueled by the resurrection power that comes from Jesus Christ that we partner with and we say yes. So as we're worshiping the Lord, we have encounters with the Lord on Sundays, Tuesdays at home or whatever, and we sense that we're getting closer and closer in communion and connection with Him, then we step into that revelation, oh Jesus, You're so magnificent, You're so wonderful. He releases more depth to us, more revelation of Himself. Those are the encounters that we have over and over and over and over, and that's all part of the restoration in our own lives, which releases the inheritance, which is part of our inheritance. Our inheritance is activated. Love that word, activation. But the activation for us is the inheritance being released over our lives that we're saying, yes, that belongs to me. Again, something that I didn't do anything to really receive. In the natural, an inheritance would be given from someone who has done something to work, let's say in a natural way, for those who weren't here last week, to work and then leave money for someone else, you or me, when they die. And then it's there. It's in the bank. But if you don't go in the bank and you don't get it, once it's released to you through the courts, then you won't be able to spend it. Now, with the principles of sowing and reaping, when you spend what has been released over you, which is the words of life in the Bible, which is the anointings of those who have gone before us, as we understand what that looks like, and many, many different levels of inheritance that we can have. I want it all. I don't want to be Smith Wigglesworth. I want everything Smith Wigglesworth walked in and more. What does that look like? How do I get there? For you worship leaders, I don't want to be someone else, name one that you really love, but I want to have the revelation and the release in my creativity way beyond, but I also want what they've also received and then soar way beyond that. How do I do that? How do I take steps to do that? What is my part in that, in the receiving? Because if the enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy, what he's doing is taking from anything that's already been released. He knows that. Oh, it's been released, so his job is to try to keep us from receiving what's been released. So if it's released and it exists, I want it. And I'm going after it like a hound dog, whatever it would be, because it is the nature of God, and it comes through encountering his presence. And the closer I get to him, the more grandiose my relationship is with him in terms of my love for him that is being expressed through all that he gives me and all he is, that leads me to more of an encounter with him as I jump into it. You know, I'm jumping towards the Lord, and more is coming that I couldn't even imagine. Where did that come from? How could I do that? How can we build these things with seemingly a smaller group of people? How can that be? The Lord says, I've got all of it. I own a cattle on 1,000 hills. I've got it all. I can do it for you. I could send you a $1 million check that you get in your post office mailbox tomorrow. I actually go to the mailbox down at in Maslin. I look for that. I actually go in, I turn the key and go, what's there today? Oh, one envelope. Okay. Oh, it's going to be good. Boom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that $50. Thank you. You're amazing. Oh, my gosh. Multiply that seed for that person, for frontline, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Bring in 10 times, 20 times, 100-fold. Bring it in. So it's recognizing the inheritance has been released, and then calling in a greater level of it, if you will. Because God wants, that's what he wants to do. That's how he's going to take care of funding from a financial perspective. That's how he funds the nations. And he says, I'm going to show you how to do it. If you look at the numbers here, that would be natural thinking. Don't do that. God is much bigger than that. You could be a millionaire overnight. Do you realize that? No, not me. Strike that from your mind. What if God decided to do it that way? On all of us, we would be laughing our heads off, wouldn't we, on Tuesday, going, oh, I can't believe it. I can just see the Lord going, yep, that's me. What do you think about that, baby? How about another billion? This is how we think. Because of God, not because of us. Well, that's presumption. No, that's faith. That's not presumption. The Lord says, I am that large. And if you have that inside of you, then I'll do it. Believe for it. You know, I wasn't with Pastor Bill when he had this revelation. Well, it's not a new one, but at that point, you know, when he was asking the Lord about the new projects, he said, oh, gosh, Lord, with all the things going, you want to put a fence in for kids? He goes, yep, of course. Because the Lord partners with us, and we partner with him, and the Lord put that on our hearts. So it's like, okay, what else do you need, kids? Wait, did you guys read Luke 11? I mean, I thought Pastor Mary Pat read that to you. Did you really take it seriously? You see? Well, that's the Lord, I'm saying, speaking. The idea is that, yeah, Luke 11 is very, very, very true. Meditate on it this week. I would really encourage you also to meditate on Proverbs 29. And did we have some
handouts there?
Is Cynthia in here? Are there some back there? Proverbs 29. We handed those out on Tuesday, but the Lord gave that to Pastor Bill and encouraged us to really meditate on that. And I know that the Lord is speaking. We don't have it. How many people need that? It's the purple copy from the back. If you didn't receive that before, it's a really good one. You can do that. Thank you. Just take it and read it over and over. I read it this morning again because I just love Proverbs, but I read it also in the Message. Wow. Interesting as well. So if you have the Message Bible, read it there as well as this one will be in NASB. But you can take that and just stand on the Word of God. Stand on His promises so that we are really focusing on what He's saying and doing right now. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, You want to be released through us. Thank You, Lord. We don't want any unbelief on the inside of us. And then I talked a little bit last week about Isaiah 6, and I mentioned that Isaiah had an encounter that changed him. That was part of his inheritance, his restoration process. And so that encouraged him in Isaiah 6 to be able to be so undone with that revelation, that connection with the Lord, that he was ready to do anything, go anywhere, and trust God for anything. And the Lord gave us an example in Isaiah. And we live in a new and better covenant. It's just amazing. So, again, you don't want to spend a lot of time there, but please go back to Isaiah 6 and listen to the message from last week so that we can have an activation on our receiving of our inheritance in greater, greater measure, and just actually speak that out to the Lord. And what we don't want to do is take all of this and go, yep, sounds like a good message, and not really just to let it catapult us forward in our faith, because any of these types of releases can render us religious in our thinking, because it becomes like, that's not a big deal, it's just really not important. That's what it means. It's like, yeah, I've heard this before. Yeah, I went to a conference in 2005 and I heard something about inheritance. I think we even had a retreat once and things like that. Don't do that. You know, take it really seriously. This is fresh manna from heaven today. And so the Lord wants us to connect with that fresh manna. And when we do, then the Lord releases greater revelation over us. And that's what He's trying to say to us, I believe, today, that the greater revelation will invite us to hunger even more for His presence, which will take us into an encounter, which will reveal the nature and the majesty and the character of Jesus Christ and release us into the greater depths of our inheritance, which is part of our restoration process. Okay, so just to try to put it together a little bit more for you. Thank you, Lord. And I mentioned also that dying to ourselves really takes us into more of a certainty. We aren't fluctuating up and down. So the deader we are, the more dead we are to our own self, if you will, just modeling after Jesus who took it all upon Himself, but the deader we really are, the more sensitive we will become. And so if we shoot out an email or if we make a phone call or we do this and fear's not there or control behind it, then your words of life are intended to be a blessing to somebody else, to help them to realize what's going on in their own world. You see, God makes it very practical where we live because He wants us to feel loved and cherished. And if we're feeling loved and cherished and we're not reacting out of our own stuff, then that love and cherishing will spill into somebody else, and you can get along with anybody, even the most blah, negative thinking person. You can get along with them. But God will give you wise eyes to be able to say how to deal with them, because love needs to be from Jesus' perspective. It's really interesting. When He dealt with the woman who was in adultery or had five husbands, He loved her, and there was a revelation because He was present. He changed the atmosphere, and she looked into His eyes, and He read her mail, and then He said, go and sin no more. He didn't say, oh, honey, it must have been rough, and leave it at that. He said, go and sin no more, because He knew that if she didn't get released from what was holding her in her house, if she didn't get a release there, things were not going to go well with her after she had an encounter with Jesus, because she needed to be swept clean. Go and sin no more. And who knows what else He told her. Very, very important. Oh, God, You're so good. So vision is part of our inheritance. We must spend our inheritance with the laws of sowing and reaping. I think I mentioned a little bit about that last week, and that gives us amazing resurrection results. So when we're talking about spending money today, it's just really, what it is just moving things around in the Spirit. It comes from the Lord, and He's saying, I'm giving you the keys to how to have more. That's all. It's not PMP's plea to get the cash in. No. It's to release the anointing so that we can believe God for what He promises in the Word, and then we can step in. And it might meet some resistance, which wouldn't be unusual. You know, it's like, oh. What if the Lord said, you know, write a check for $5,000? Yeah, but I was going to put that pool in, or I was going to buy that, or whatever. I'm just saying. Just do with what this prompting is. Just do it. Just pledge it and watch what God will do. It's from God in you. And God will actually do it. That's what's so fun about it. And it's not, that's crazy faith. But it's believing way outside of yourself. And it will stretch any of us who have religious thinking. And any of us can have that. Do you understand? We can be smiling and running and jumping and fanning flames and using banners and everything else and still have religious little pots in our mind that this makes sense to me, so this is what I'm doing. Makes sense? I'm doing it. Well, what if the Lord says, I want to shake you up a bit so it doesn't look like it makes sense? This is the way I raise my kids, and it makes sense? This is what I'm doing it. What if the Lord wants to shake that up? Doesn't mean the Lord's illogical, just means He's smarter than us. Okay? And He's saying, listen to my Spirit. I'm teaching you how. And if there is religious overtone or thinking anywhere in us, then that's going to be challenged and it's going to be a big ouch. But that's the intent when God gives us these principles, so that that can be pushed out, so that we have less and less and less and less and less of any kind of man thought, man way. And it really is effective because Jesus said so, and it works. It's so cool. Isn't God so fun? So faith, God wants to give us faith that's so strong that we not only become a visionary, but we become a builder. Okay? It's great to be a visionary. I am one. I love it. I think crazy, wild, woohoo, I'm up in the clouds, thoughts. But when I talk to the Lord about them and He says, yeah, baby, you go for it. It's like, whoa. Okay, what does that mean? He says, I'll give you what you need, but you're going to be patient. I'm going to show you what patience really looks like. I'm going to give you what you need, and you're going to be willing to move the way I say, right? I want to, Daddy, I really do. Okay, and then you're going to be able to have the skills and the abilities and the talents to have a release of a builder anointing as well. You may think, well, wait a minute. You can go think these things, but I'm the one that's going to get her done. Well, God has different gifts and abilities and talents for people. I can't do what Josh does. He's been trained to be a doctor. He can do that. But I sure would love to have Josh in our medical clinic heading that up and everyone with him. That'd be great. But that's part of the builder in me, seeing that, seeing the good in Josh and the abilities and the talents and the desires if Josh wants to move that direction, which he's already expressed at different times over the years. Yeah, we'll see what we can do on that land to help the people out, because God took him in that direction as well as many others. But the builder in you says, all right, Lord, how do we do this? What do we do? How do we take a vision and bring it to fruition? How do we see that it comes to pass? How do we get this done that you see up here without it taking 25 years because of religious stuff anywhere? On any front, in any way, because there's no religion in God. So if God wants to do this in a faster amount of time, or is willing to, don't we want to partner with that? Yeah, I do. It's like, wow, you're going to do it for us, Papa. I'm just so encouraged by that. Submitted opinions release inheritance over our life, helps us to stay in a safe place. I mentioned something about that last week, about unsubmitted opinions bringing death. And so submitted opinions release inheritance. Submitted means, oh, this is what I feel, this is what I think, this is what makes sense to me. Now I'm going to take it right to you, Papa, right to your throne. So what do you think? Well, that person has a lot of hurts and pains and wounds, so shut your mouth. Oh. Well, this person isn't doing what he or she is supposed to do, and if they just do it, I'm going to give you a better way than what you came up with. What you think works in the long run will be a longer road for you. I want to give you a shorter road, one that will actually work more effectively. Would you be willing to listen to it? That involves a little bit of a change that I would like to give you. See, these are submitted things. If we did this with how we raise our children, how we do our finances, with every part of our life, every decision that we make, we really go to the Lord and say, should we? Shall I? Should I change? Do I sound like my mother? Do I sound like my father? Sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's not. But these are submitted opinions to the Lord. God wants to give us. He wants to release inheritance through them. So I have a responsibility to steward my inheritance and steward it well that God has released over us. I have a testimony that I want to be able to release properly, and I want to be able to cry out and step into everything that you've given me so that the spirit of revelation will continue to come, and I will have an encounter through that process. My inheritance will be released, and I will get stronger. I will know what to do. This, in other words, boldness, strength, and courage will come through the release of this inheritance. And these are just some of the things that I talked about. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I usually don't, last week I did, but I usually don't go through and, let's talk about it again next week. But he told me this time, he says, do that. So I am. That's why I called people back. I didn't realize, I thought maybe one or two or three. Wrong thinking on my part. We're leaving to get the kids, but it was just, boom, everybody left. And I thought, oh, Daddy, sorry, I missed that at that moment. He says, just call him back. I went, okay, I'll call him back. So if you got mad at me, sorry. But thank you, Lord. We talked about the many blessings of Solomon and how this is the time that we step into that, and that this privilege that we have of obliging the Lord, if you will, comes from the awe of God. We ended last week with Ephesians 1:3. And we were talking about Jesus being the release of everything for us because our Father, our God Father, has released every spiritual blessing through him to us. That's in Ephesians 1:3. And then we ended last week with some things dealing with that. But with that in mind, there's a quote that actually I don't remember saying, but it's one that came out of my mouth. And so I quoted it in here, and I don't remember it, but I listened to this last night, and it was this. It says, every thought that we would think would have an imprint of heaven on it. And that hit me. It's like, well, I don't remember saying that. I did, because it's recorded. But it was like, whoa, that's so true. Every thought, I think, would have the imprint of heaven upon it. What does that look like? What does it really, really look like for us? Every thought having the imprint. I read it over this morning, I read it over last night, and I thought about it. I thought, wow, Lord, you're just speaking to me. And if my thought doesn't have the imprint of heaven, I want to hear your voice. When I thought, for example, wrongly about releasing the rest of this, figuring there were only a few people going with the kids, and then I saw half the place go. It's like, whoa, that was not a God thought. That was a PMP thought at that moment. But I heard it quickly. Boom. I misthought. A better thought would have been, Lord, shall I do it right now? What appears to be, I think there's only two or three leaving. And then he would have shown me, no, just do it now. But I didn't do that right at that moment. It's not a big deal. I can think and flow in the spirit, but at that moment, he's saying, will you be willing to turn that around? Call it back. Yes, because I want a God thought. I want a thought with an imprint from heaven. And that's how we can live our life, making many mistakes, but continuing to grow. Just a few thoughts to close us up here as I'm bringing new things in, actually. It's not a repeat from last week, but new things have been brought in as well today. Just kind of reviewing some things, though, with that God is forward moving, and that he only knows progress. And we can grieve the Holy Spirit if we are doing wrong. I'm doing something wrong. I'm stepping out. I know the scripture says, don't do that. And I do it anyway. Ooh. So we grieve the Holy Spirit. We know that. But we can also quench the Holy Spirit. Can't move. It's quenched when we are to be stepping in and we don't. The Lord wants us to step because he's always forward moving. He's forward acting. The momentum is going. And he's saying, ride that wave with me. Ride that wave. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. That in this season, there will be such a contending for this acceleration. It's not just a bunch of great sounding words. That you really are feeling like, I'm in accelerated mode. That's what I'm in right now. I feel it. And people with powerful anointings in the Spirit, you will be drawn to, and you will listen to, and you'll enjoy being in their presence, and they in yours. That's the nature of the kingdom. Because the Lord's saying, let's keep going, and you'll have better eyes to see those who are hurting, those who aren't maybe tracking yet in some of the things that you are. God will open us up. That's the sensitivity level that he opens up to us. Thank you, Lord. Occupation of what the Lord has is the purpose for the battle. I wrote this out this morning that the Israelites in Exodus wanted to go to the promised land, and he gave it to them little by little. So the Lord was thinking about occupation. He's saying, I want you to occupy that which I've released. I want it to become yours. I want you to own it. Occupation is what I have in my mind. And the purpose of occupation was for expansion. So when the Israelites, as you know, occupied the places that they were in, the promised land, the Lord wanted to expand that. He is an expander. So he's wanting us to think beyond. Not just dream for the future in the sweet by and by, but think beyond the now for now, which will definitely hit our area of sowing and reaping with our time and our finances and such. So they had to take possession, and God releases the measure that we can carry, which I'd mentioned before. And so we're not safe if we don't realize that just maintaining just isn't working for the kingdom. When the Lord starts taking us to those higher places in the spirit where we're having third heaven experiences and encounters and loving God, it's like, oh, wow, I love being in your presence, God. He's saying, good. Remember the message on not wearing Pampers anymore. But when we're not wearing Pampers, we've got to find a potty, don't we? And so if we find that potty, then we have to know what to do with that potty, don't we? If we don't know what to do with the potty, we can't get to the potty, then there's probably a problem, right? Because a good mommy or daddy for a little one will say, hey, honey, Pampers are off. Go on in and sit down or stand up and do whatever, right? And so the child knows where to go, what to do, experiences success. And then it becomes a no-brainer after time. But with us, our papa is saying, hi, honey, little child. I want to teach you about that potty. Okay? Let's call it repentance. And that we're going to release that which is foul. Not that we have to look at it or see it, but we know it's wrong. Inside, to stay inside, because we don't feel very well. So that's the natural side of things. It's like, this needs to end. I may not have a choice. It has to go. And so with that elimination of anything that will keep us from vibrant health, God says, I'm going to teach you how to do that. So in this season where this great, great release of inheritance is upon us and this restoration process is increasing for us, all the things we've been talking about, there will be an increase in repentance. In the idea of understanding that, oh, Lord, I don't want anything. It just, oh, forgive me, sorry. In cleansing. True repentance happens at salvation. I give you my whole life. I take in your spirit, your life, and now I'm a new creature. That's biblical, godly repentance. We use the word repentance all the time to sometimes confuse that. But when we posture ourselves to say, Lord, forgive me, for everything, that there is nothing unwholesome coming out of my mouth, nothing unwholesome that I'm looking at with my eyes, nothing unwholesome or unholy that has anything to do with my life, and anything that does, ooh, And that's part of learning how to use the potty. Because if you can't get to it and you can't use it, you have a mess or you get sicker. And if you can't see that you can't get to it and you don't know how to use it, then you'll have a mess and you'll get sicker. You see the parallel here? So repentance is something when God speaks that, which is all of us right now, he's saying, as the glory increases, you will see that there will be things that you're going, oh, I didn't recognize it as that. Oh, I don't want any part of it. I'm going this way. And that's a cleansing. So it's a cleansing process. So that's about to increase. And when the Lord says, be quick to repent, so we'll use that word, which is biblical. I don't want to confuse you. But we're not talking about repenting, getting resaved every day. I'm not talking about that. But God says, I want you to be cleansed every day. Every day. Every day. All the time. Moment by moment. And then it becomes fun. And then you can hear something. It's like, oh, Lord, wow, unholy thought. Or a thought and more pulling back from what was best. I want the best. Because it affects you and me, Lord. Not just because it's really going well for me. Now I'm having a fine time. I'm having a better day today. Things are going better. Yahoo! But it is meant for us to be better in love with Jesus. Stronger, 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 stronger. Then the inheritance is released. Restoration process is increasing. And if this is confusing to some of you, please listen to last week's message. I think it will make more sense. God allows greatness to come upon people and ministries, new things and new realms, so we can actually become a changer in humanity, a driving force forward. That's what he wants us to do. And that's what he's asking for us. Do you want that? So if you're sitting there and you go, yeah, that's me. That's what I want. Or nope, not me. Leave me alone. I got to go home and have lunch. I don't want to hear this. God really wants us to partner with these things and say, I want to make a real difference in history. I'm going to take the hurdles that you give me, Lord, and I'm going over them. Or the hurdles that have come my way, and I'm going over them. And we're going to learn that in order to keep what we've been given, we must be willing to count the cost necessary to go forward. I wrote something, I found it, in 2005. It's a paragraph I want to read to you, and I just came across it. And I thought, 2005, Lord, and the first thing I asked myself, I'll read it to you, just a quick paragraph. But listen to it, and then we'll close here and think about this. But this has been released over this body. And this has been released in my own life, and I'm first examining myself, saying, Lord, how am I in that area with you? Has my intimacy with you increased? So listen to this and see what resonates in your heart. Once territory has been gained in the spirit realm, once there have been victories in a particular area of life and godliness, or prophetic revelation, or healing, working of miracles, these areas must be guarded, developed, and expanded, or they will be lost. We must purpose to expand in order to keep territory, which means that it can be lost if we don't. This is a very important principle to grasp. We are not to compromise in any area of our life or ministry, and compromise actually begins when we are distracted from the momentum of growth or lose focus on what the Lord has done, given, or promised. This leads to our failure to maintain and grow what we have already received, and the enemy is all about trying to set us up to step into this spiral of complacency, actually retreating rather than accelerating to destroy the enemy's work. The Lord's always taking us from glory to glory. He didn't intend us to live in a realm outside of the continual outpouring of his love, peace, grace, mercy, hope, healing, compassion, understanding, and more. We were created to desire him above all else and in greater measure as our hearts connect in deeper levels with the Lord. This intimate love relationship will continue to erupt in the production of wonders, signs, and miracles here on earth, because that's his heart reflected to and in us. We must guard what we have seen and have a firm resolve to not let go. No matter what, and to go forward. Our inheritance is for building, for equipping, and for releasing, and we must be committed to allowing our lives to become the fullest, the highest, and the best in all areas, so the future generations don't have to start over at ground level. We are to go as high as we can with the time that we have for the sake of the one who is training us to reign, so others will carry beyond us to the ends of the earth. May you find your bride ready, Lord Jesus, come. And I just found this last night. I read it. And I like, oh my. Well, isn't there something new? I mean, that was so long ago. No, this is pretty basic, actually. This is what God has for us to understand in our level of inheritance. But he's looking for, I believe, a higher level of response right now. For those who will listen to this later who are not here today, for those of us who are in here today, I believe that the spirit of the fear of the Lord being the beginning of wisdom, fear of God being the beginning of wisdom, is absolutely beyond what I could even imagine to say. It is absolutely essential that that is what we are walking in and who we are walking in. That we could actually say, Lord, I have the fear of God all over me for everything that I say and I do and I think and I feel. And I desire to be in that place of continual release. And I'm going to change things, God. I'm going to change the way I think, the way I do things. I'm going to take a look at my life. I'm going to change those things to continue to match up with the revelation that you've given me. So when you receive the revelation for your own self right now, and you know what it is, because I'm not you, then you're going to drive that stake in the ground, and then you're going to actually become a spike in history with the Lord, because that momentum is going, and you're saying, that's me, that's me, that's me, and then you take the steps. Really, this is a very exciting time to be alive. Are you encouraged today? Just keep remembering the beautiful roses, because our God is so extravagant. He is lavishly just going, phew, all over us, saying, you go, baby. You go, kids. You're doing it. You're really doing it. And my eye is on you. My eye is on you. And I will bring it to pass. So if you need some emotional release or healing or help, get it. If you need some help in taking steps forward in whatever area that you've wanted to see happen, that maybe you've confessed out or thought about before, do it. If you've been told it doesn't work, get some help, because the Lord works always. And he'll do this for us. So, Father, we just close right now, and we thank you, Lord God, that you are indeed so amazing, and that you've opened up areas, Father, for us. Josh, can you hit, or Carl, one of you hit the keys or something? Father, that you've opened up the areas for us. Father, for us to be reflective, but also proactive. Lord, that you are making it known through your spoken word, through your written word, through dreams, through visions, through just you speaking to us individually in our hearts, that you are watching with us, you are tracking us and tracking with us, and that you are really, really, really on our side. And we feel your love. We feel the privilege and the grace, Father, right now coming, just coming to empower us to take that next step, whatever it would be it in the area of releasing control for all things in our life, being in the area of not being able to really recognize others by the Spirit and the anointing, by shutting down, Lord God, if we've been shutting down a voice because we don't feel we need that voice, and that's not from you. Father, that we would be willing to repent, ask for your forgiveness, and ask for your help, ask for you to come. Give us the courage, give us the strength, give us the boldness to be able to release the very wounds, maybe long-standing wounds, that have kept us from what you want to accomplish in us. Father, when we say the words, I'm fine, I'm just fine, I'm just fine. Many times, Lord, that you have other areas that you want to speak to us about because you know better. even though you look at us and go, you are fine. But there are areas that I want to take and hone in so that you can be released fully of that which empowers you. That everything that we are walking in and walking forward and stepping into, Lord, would have your imprint of heaven. Every thought, every word wouldn't just be our own opinion, which usually comes from our own need, instead of what you have determined is the need at hand. Wow. Father, that the desires that you have for us today would actually start to take fruition inside of us deep, deep down, that we would allow the very things that we've let go of to be able to rise again, and that we'd reach out and say, I'll take that. I want that. That's part of restoration for me. That's part of my family restoration. That's part of my friend restoration. That's part of my financial restoration. That's part of restoration process, not just in making things better, but soaring in the kingdom as a result. Father, we want to soar in the kingdom for the sake of the Lamb's reward. It's about you and not how comfortable we are. But it's about you and what you want to do in this day, in this hour, in this time, in this season. Today, Lord, being the global day of prayer, Lord, that we have lifted up our voice for Ghana today. And we have concentrated today on that nation as we've been praying throughout the last 10 days. And we will continue for the next 90. We just release, Father, to you the desires of the nations that you've given us so that we can accomplish that beyond our daily, daily functional needs with our families. Beyond that, Lord. Take us beyond that so that we're not living with half the inheritance for the now that you've already released over us. That we'd be able to go to that banqueting table and dig into everything, not just the food on the right, but everything. Wow. And Father, wherever we've not valued your presence above our own comfort, above our own lifestyle, above what makes sense to us, if we've not valued your presence, Father, forgive us. Forgive us as a body. Give us as a body that when we say we're presence driven and presence oriented, that we know what that really means, that we would be taken into a new place, Lord, a place where the words holy would bring tears to our eyes, where the words purity would just so grip us in our heart that we can't let go of the purest one of all. That the word sin would become so important to us that anything that doesn't match up with your kingdom would just have no place in us, and we would find a way to connect with you and others to be able to rid ourselves of the things that haunt us and harm us. Thank you, Papa. Oh, Lord, what a great day we live in right now. What a great day, Father, for the acceleration. What a great day, Lord, to be able to be providers of hope in a future through our words and our actions to those we're around. All the time hearing your voice of how we will change in the process, because you know how to change us, Lord, as we posture ourselves. Father, we just declare over this house today that we will be very, very quick to ask you for forgiveness and ask others for forgiveness. Very quick with anything that's not lining up. Every time you give us a prompting, we ask for that prompting. We ask for you to reveal what steps need to be taken in our own life. Yes, Lord. Father, if there's any unhealthy soul tie that we have had in our life, in our relationship with people, unhealthy, where our minds, our wills, or our emotions, or even our bodies in some cases, have connected and made a tie with someone that's not healthy, that's not godly, that's not from your handiwork. Lord, that we would resist that and break it off of us and say no and turn away from it. even with a family member. You don't resist a family member, but you resist an unhealthy soul tie with a family member where you may operate out of fear or control or manipulation, or you cave, you give in when your spirit's saying, that wasn't kind, that wasn't gentle. Father, release us from fear right now. Fear. Fear of man. Fear of our spouses deep down. Fear of our parents. Fear of our other relatives. Fear of other family members. Where we can't walk in the freedom or feel the freedom that you've given us because of those issues. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Papa. Overwhelm us today with your grace and your peace. Overwhelm us right now. Overwhelm us, Lord. Overwhelm us right now with your lavish love. Overwhelm us with your goodness. Holy Spirit, just come right now. Come over this body. Come. Just shower us with just a blanket of love. Let it come. Let it just, peace just come and flow right down on top of everyone. Just peace. 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 Restorative peace. Restorative peace. Thank you, Papa. Restorative peace. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, that any compelling that we would feel inside would be from your Spirit. Give us eyes to recognize the difference. That whenever you compel us to contend for Jesus, that we'll recognize the voice of the compelling one, and we'll recognize the voice of the accuser and the controller. There's a difference. Give us that recognition today. Father, as you're taking us into a personal encounter with you, Father, that there would be a new level of guarding the revelation received today. A new level, a new determination in our heart to guard what's been released from your throne room today into our hearts, that we would not dismiss it, diss it, let it go. That we would take it and say, that's mine. Now build on it, Papa. You're a builder. Build on it. Build on it. I will build with you. I will vision with you. For the sake of the nations, for the sake of my personal safety, but also the sake of others and those around me. As I step into greater measures, greater depths of being a more God-like, God-fearing father, a more God-like, God-fearing mother, God-like, God-fearing grandparent, God-like, God-fearing son or daughter. Thank you, Lord, that the full restoration that came at the cross belongs to us, and we will give nothing more than our very lives to be able to receive it today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the depth of maturity and healing that's come today. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Father, that we will take you more seriously when we're not here. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Lord, we just seal this right now. Seal this. Mm.